Fife fans, and welcome back to Scotland's premier Fife-based podcast, Fife Club. The first rule of Fife Club is, please talk about Fife Club. This is a special little episode that we put together because we've had some requests for a little shorter version of just the Iron Brew section of this week's podcast. So if you have listened to this week's podcast, there is no requirement to continue listening unless you really want to. So in this sub-episode, what we do is have a wee chat about new Iron Brew and old Iron Brew and Diet Iron Brew and Iron Brew Extra. We do a little taste test and see if we can tell the difference. So I will stop blathering away and let the rest of the guys chip in. And so if you've never listened before, welcome. And please have a listen. If you like it, you can go back and listen to the other episodes. If you don't, then that's fine. Thanks for joining us on this little trip down Iron Brew Lane. Anyway, let's get on with this show. The voices you'll hear are myself, Kutch, Jamie, James, and Mark. Take it away, Kutch. So, James, you're right. Iron Brew. Instead of doing a wee Fight Club this week, we thought we would kind of pit Iron Brew against Iron Brew. The new recipe Iron Brew has finally hit the shop floors, and it's got, was it 16 grams of sugar per 100 mil or something like that, compared to the 32 that it used to be. And Iron Brew have said that there's minimal difference in taste.
Now, so we got to test it out.
We're going to test it out. However, this is a blind taste test that I'm not taking part in just now because I've had to put it together.
Now, so what, I've prepared my palate perfectly by having some chewing gum and a fag, so it should be absolutely ideal.
Perfect. Well, what I've done is I've supplied the guys here with four glasses each, and in the glasses we have old brew, new brew, and we've also got diet Iron Brew and Iron Brew Extra, the in-between one. So we're going to see if they can, A, tell the difference, B, tell me which one's which. There's an extra caveat to it as well. But I'm going to actually leave that bit out until,
why does this
until
feel,
we're done.
Why does this feel like Taiwanese Russian roulette just with Iron Brew? We should be getting headbands for this shit. You know what I mean? Drink! Oh, fuck, okay. B. You know what? By looking at it, I could maybe guess a couple just by looking at it. Like, Can I make any guesses now, or do you want me to hold off?
Have a guess.
I reckon D is definitely old brew, because
that is my guess. That's as well.
The bubble
are
content
all the
is
same, like A, B, C, and D.
Yeah. A, B, C, and D.
But we're all. It's not like we each have a random. All our A's are the same, and all our B's are the same.
You just need to tell me.
So right. My thought process is D is old brew because there's so many bubbles. C is the new brew because there's slightly half of bubbles. A, I'm going to say, is Diet Iron Brew, and B is Extra. Now, that's my initial thoughts just by looking at it.
So what did... Right. Run me through that again, James.
So from order of A, B, C, and D...
So just through looks.
So through looks, A, I said, was going to be Diet Iron Brew. B was going to be Iron Brew Extra. C was going to be the new brew. And D is most definitely the old brew. That's the only one I'm positive on.
See, I would have gone for something slightly different. I would have gone A as new brew.
B.
A is the new brew.
A is new brew. B, extra. C, diet. And D, old brew. Would be my guess on looks alone.
Yeah. I think D might be extra, but it looks a bit thicker.
That's bold, Jamie. That's a
well,
bold
it's
one.
A bit different. I was just actually checking the formulas because... I had a suspicion that extra and diet were essentially the same, and it was just a marketing thing. But
they taste different.
They do, but it's because extra, I think, has extra energy in it because it has a higher kilojoule rating. But otherwise, it seems to be absolutely identical.
Yeah, so very similar.
I love that you've gone for science.
I reckon in the Iron Brew Extra, there's more citric acid in it.
which is what brings the flavour. Like, yeah.
Possibly gives me more heartburn.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not like Diet Coke and that Coke Extra, which are exactly it's just for boys and girls.
Yeah. Coke Zero, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Coke Zero, basically.
I just basically...
Right, so, looks, so you thought...
Oh, looks?
Yeah.
I'd say D was Extra.
Uh-huh.
I'd say C is Old Brew. B is New Brew. Okay. Oh, wait, actually. I might swap it around. Sorry, B is... Old Brew, C is New Brew, and A is Diet.
I love how I kind of went back to like my 10-year-old self and what this was like. I looked at the bubbles! And that was my logic all the way through that.
High bubble content is possibly
bubbles
important.
Bubbles beat science in this one, right. I'm sorry. But.
So now we're going to go for a taste test.
I was going to go with smell, but are we going to go straight to taste?
Yeah.
So I was going to sniff it, but...
Okay. We'll go A first.
Yeah.
Are we going to do a sniff, are we?
It's just tasting.
I'm going to sniff it. I'm going to go...
Sorry, I'm just getting it around the glass so that the full bouquet comes in. Oh.
So, what are your thoughts?
Well,
I think it could be... To me, it's either New Brew... No, I don't know.
Wait, 1 second.
I would be inclined to stick to my guns with A.
Right. I'm going to... Go for B now.
Because that's a sweet nectar by Brew. No matter what
I don't want to. I'm going to finish it after I'm done because I don't want to.
So, what do you think A is?
I'm going to stick with A being the Diet Iron Brew. I'm going to just drink some water, cleanse the palate. We're going to do this, we'll do it right. Let's go with B.
God, listeners, this is great listening.
We can edit this down.
This is the real deal. We're not fucking around on this show.
Oh my god, we're all so similar.
Okay.
They're all really similar.
I think A is Diet.
Okay.
But other than that... Actually, let me just taste that again. I really don't know. Oh my god, they're so similar.
D is definitely one of the sweetened ones.
Yeah. Or like...
Or it could be Extra.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, actually. Oh, f***ing sake. Right.
God, they're killing themselves here, guys. We've got glasses going up, glasses going down. We've got water being drunk.
Right. Okay, I'm going to go for D is New Brew.
Right. Jamie.
Yeah. So... My answer is D is New Brew.
Mm-hmm.
C is Diet. B is Old Brew. Oh, man. I'm not sure. C, I think either C or A is Diet. I'm going to change it to A is... Sorry. I'm going to change it to C is New Brew. So changing my C answer to New Brew and A is Diet. That's what I'm going for.
I'm going to stick with A is Diet Iron Brew.
A Diet.
A is Diet.
Right, okay.
I'm going to stick with that, with A.
Right, so James, you're sticking with A is Diet. Yeah?
Yeah. I'm actually going to change a couple.
Okay.
Based on that. I think B is the New Brew. C is Extra. I'm going to stick with D as the Old Brew. Actually, fuck. Yeah, I'm going to stick with that. You know what? I'm going to stick with that. I'm going to stick with D as the Old Brew. Such a fucking tough call.
Because I assumed we were only going to do New Brew versus Old Brew.
Oh, I'm going down the whole line. I just want to see what we can Science distinguish. Yeah.
Okay, again, I will point out that I poisoned my palate with chewing gum and nicotine. But I'm going to go for A is New Brew, B is Diet Brew, C is Extra, and D is Old Brew.
The only thing I think, like, D has a really more gingery taste.
Yeah, that's why, I wasn't sure about that.
Like that was, I felt like that was kind of throwing me off a little bit, but I'm sticking with my bucket.
Do you just want to know?
Yeah.
Do
you want to know?
Who got closest?
Who got closest?
So on smell, both Mark and Jamie came in joint first.
With how many right?
Two.
On smell?
Now, Jamie, originally, your first options on look alone, not smell, on look alone, you were right.
Oh,
but then you swapped
it. I swapped
around.
It, yeah.
So you got it right on look alone.
So would it have 3 out of 4 in that case?
You had all four, but then you swapped them around.
Oh, fuck!
Ah, fucker.
Oh, so my God, check out the skills.
But you doubted yourself.
I doubted myself, doubted just yourself. Like in pub quizzes. Just like in pub quizzes.
And, James, you got one right.
Come on now, that's...
on looks. Now, when it comes to taste, now, what I will let you know now is that none of you had the same order.
Interesting.
I definitely know that I never got them all.
Just try psychologically.
Good. That's good. I like it.
Well, I definitely know I didn't get them all because one stayed the same. I changed two in the middle. Well, two stayed the same and I changed two in the middle. So definitely not got them all right.
In reverse order of taste, James, you f***ed up again.
I didn't get any.
None.
Jesus. None of them.
Jamie, you got one right.
Oh, shit.
And Mark, full f***ing house.
Holy shit. Yeah, bitches. Let me just tell you, chewing gum and nicotine, guys. That's how a sophisticated palate comes in.
And drinking nothing but Iron Brew all your life.
That's why I'm small.
You know what? Mother drank it. Your father drank it.
You know what?
I've got the teeth.
It's why I'm ginger.
You know what? I'm actually a little bit more angry with myself because I went with the tactic of drink one, then drink some water to cleanse the palate. So I was going properly at this.
Yeah.
With full... So scientific logic.
Do you want to know like what you've had?
Yeah.
Jamie, in A, it was diet.
Right. I got that right. Yeah.
Okay.
I could tell that. Yeah.
B was new. New brew. C was original. And D was extra. What you said was A was diet. B was original. C was new. And D was extra.
So I got two.
No. Other way around. C was extra.
This is confusing D, for the listeners.
Yeah. Oh, God, that's confusing for me. I wrote that down wrong. But yeah, so, yeah, you fucked it.
No, mate. I should have trusted my looks on first fucking glance. Yeah.
Mark, you had new brew, A, diet, B, extra, C, and original, D.
I've got to say that there was one time when somebody asked me to do a taste test of mineral waters, and I came pretty fucking close to getting that right as well.
Oh, boom.
Wow.
Sophisticated palate is all I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm so chuffed with myself. Genuinely, like, I am literally drowning in my own smugness. It's cascading down my face right now. Globules of smug just dropping into my beard.
And globules of the Colonel's special recipe mayonnaise.
Finger licking good. So James, you had original A, extra B.
I had original D.
No, I'm telling you what you had.
Oh, right. Okay, sorry.
You had original in A, extra in B, diet in C, and new in D. And you went diet for A, new for B.
Extra for C.
It was...
because I said D was original.
Yep, extra for C, and... lost.
Yeah, I said D was original.
He got all wrong.
Yeah,
fucking man.
Yeah,
anyway.
Absolutely.
What we've learned in the last couple of weeks of podcasts, James, is that you're a drug-addled nonce with no palate.
I'm gonna no longer be able to walk through the streets of anywhere, let alone my hometown.
So, Comrie.
What I'll say is, do we want to actually just do a side-on comparison between old and new and see what you think?
Yeah.
Well, because I can tell the two of them apart.
I think Cutch has switched you in the kitchen like a shifty bastard.
I've not.
Okay.
No. It's, but yeah. So that's what new brew. Does anybody want to pour?
Yeah.
Pour a little bit in. So that's new brew. That's old brew. I've not actually. And just leave me a little bit in the cans as well, if you can.
Yeah, I've got.
Oh, have you got? Yeah. Bars? Yeah. I just downed mine in sorrow.
See you off, big lad.
So the first one was...
New brew.
God, my mouth just tastes like sugary syrup now. I can't fucking...
So I think it tastes like Iron Brew. The only thing I didn't notice the other day when I had it is there's less of the fizzy backwash. It doesn't seem as fizzy as original, but let's try some original.
There's a little bit of aftertaste.
Original
tastes more syrupy, but...
Yeah.
But I think we've just proven that actually what we're saying just now is probably bullshit. Because the majority of people, three quarters of people at least, or sorry, two-thirds of people at least, can't tell.
Yeah.
So, shall I tell you what I'm experiencing? Because obviously I'm the only one of us that knows what that is.
You just want to ejaculate yourself while you're at it?
Probably not in a public place, actually.
The original definitely has that
gingery taste.
And it's also the fizzy backwash. Like, once you put it in your... It's fizzy, it hits your tongue, and then just before you kind of swallow it, as your swallow kind of motion goes in, it kind of has a refizz that the new one just doesn't have.
I suppose that's something we'll never get to
experience. I don't know if that's the sweetener in it, if that's what that does.
I suppose that's something we're never going to experience either, is like the new formula in a gingy bottle. No, that's true, though. Like, when you think about how... Like, maybe I'm being daft here, but does it taste a little bit different outside of a bottle, like a ginger bottle, than it does outside?
I think it does.
So they're bringing that, they're probably bringing that back, because there's a lot of thing on recycling just now. Glass bottles make
glass bottles be much better than plastic.
Yeah. They're going to start plastic return schemes and can return schemes, so glass bottle makes a lot of sense.
Does that mean we're going to have bottles that are going to be like worth 20p, you can take it in your shop again?
Well, they're doing that for like plastic.
Yes.
But that's then again,
nice that was my childhood.
The glass bottle was only something that was run by bar, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So,
but this will be like a deposit return.
Yeah, nationalised thing. Yeah. But yeah. So, what were you saying, Mark?
Yeah. No, I can't remember what I was going to say, but I do think that, like, I think the real brew was a bit fizzier, and I think it has a slight taste of ginger. The new recipe tasted really close, though.
Yeah. Like I.
Like it's
if enjoyable. You put it down in front of me and didn't let me know, I wouldn't be able
to. Well, here's the weird thing: I like all of them.
Yeah.
I think there's a huge difference between diet and Iron Brew Extra, and also between diet and like normal brew. Mm-hmm. Like it's always like I always think of them as like either like sweet and savory.
Food groups in Scotland. Different kinds of Iron Brew.
Oh, that's beautiful.
But you're right, Jamie. That has like it has proven that it is. There is obviously a lot more like psychology in this than there is necessarily taste. If we can't taste,
I agree. I think I could only taste the difference of a diet because psychologically I always feel robbed when I'm served diet. why aren't you making me more of it? But actually, it wasn't as big. Blind. Mm-hmm. It wasn't as big a taste difference as, you know, but it was only slight, you know, to me anyway, not to Pimmin's perfect palate.
Pimmin's perfect palate, try saying that five times.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm good at the cocktails, guys.
That's true.
It is,
That hint and the gin and tonics as well.
I meant to say, we were in the St. Luke's in Glasgow. It's a venue just at the back of the Barrowlands. It's an old church.
Oh, I don't know.
I
keep looking, though.
It has a bar, which I think is called the Ox and Bow, possibly. It's just like attached right next to it. It's really quite a nice wee bar. So that's where we saw Tidelines.
Cool.
We went in and into the bar afterwards. Went up and asked for an old fashioned and a couple other cocktails, and the lass that was serving, phenomenal. She went away and she was like properly, you know, away at it, doing the cocktail-y thing, and then she poured like the old fashioned into the glass and she then put her straw in.
Yeah, you got to taste it.
Tasted it. Now, we'd been in a couple of places and they were just putting the mixtures together and that was it. Yeah. She tasted it and her face screwed up and then she disappeared around the back and then she came back and she did something else and then she tried it again and then her face screwed up again and I was just like, I'm actually loving every moment of this because she is like perfect, you know, it's a perfection. And then she went away and came back and she brought it over and she was like, I'm really sorry, there's no orange left and I just can't get it to taste right. And I was just like, no, don't worry. It's fine.
But also, a traditional recipe doesn't use an orange.
But she was hell-bent on getting her orange in there. So,
see, I had the very opposite experience the last time I was in Glasgow, and I ordered an old-fashioned. And this guy put in some kind of weird extra syrup, rolled a coffee bean inside the old-fashioned. I was like, obviously, this is taking a hell of a long time to make what is one of the world's simplest and oldest cocktails. It's just like, give me... brown sugar, give me bourbon, and give me Angostura bitters.
Yeah.
That is literally all I need.
Yeah.
And just like, it was just weird as well. Like the back taste, like the aftertaste and everything was wrong.
Mm. Yeah. Big fan of cocktails.
Speaking of alcohol and palates, we should give another shout out to Fife Whiskey Festival.
Oh yeah, definitely.
It's on in a month or so time.
Yeah, 10th of March. Yeah. I think there's still some tickets left. So yeah, definitely go pick them up. It's... you find them on Facebook and Twitter. It's the Fife Whiskey Festival. First one they're doing, there's going to be loads of local distilleries from Fife and from surrounding areas. Cold Town Daisies are going to be playing as well.
Mark Beaumont is cycling in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm in front of an extra today. Yeah.
He's cycling in, but I'd love to see him cycle out after that. That's where the entertainment comes in.
It's still illegal. We wouldn't encourage it.
I thought you were going for a PED joke there. I can't say that, James. We don't know anything about the guy.
But yeah, it's £30 a ticket. We'll be there.
Come and say hello.
Yeah, if you're listening and you like whiskey, even if you don't, they're going to have gins and beer as well. Well,
let's be honest, we'll be professional for a bit. Yeah, we'll be smashed.
But don't worry, Fife fans, we will keep recording like we did at the beer fest, and you'll just slowly get us, you know, slide downhill.
You may yet get the sultry tones of REM in your ears once again.
It's gonna be.
I've never listened to that episode back.
It's phenomenal. It's one of the episodes I'm quite proud of because we all did a f-ing great job on it,
yeah.
And we got smashed and still managed to
do a respectable podcast.
Yeah. So that's enough patting ourselves on the back.
Should we give Sean a shout out as well?
Yes, I think we should, because what an absolute legend that man is.
A fucking
and
hero.
His firm.
He's a real Valentine.
200 by 200.
Some special Colonel sauce for you, Sean.
Yeah, that was 200 by 200.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, we got a wee message on Twitter today from them saying that they'd made us some vinyl stickers and a little microphone flag because we're going to be out and about and trying to get out and about a bit more and interviewing and stuff, and that will help sort of raise our awareness because it's going to be a nice big sticker on the front of our mics. Totally blown away, bowled over by your time and generosity. Thank you very much.
Yeah. And listen to Walk Fife as well.
Yeah, Walk Fife. Yeah.
We look forward to joining them.
And a quick one as well to thank Phil as well from back in the early days for actually giving us a logo that was something that we've used as well.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. You know, if there's ever any money made, we'll slip you something.
Yeah.
Or Mark will slip you something.
A roofie. Mostly so you don't have to put up with my chat. Sleeping blissfully is much better than listening to me.
Drone on about your perfect palate.
It is perfect, Jim. Perfect.
But yeah, that is, like I say, totally, totally lovely. And thank you very much. I can't actually stop saying thanks for it. It's just... It's amazing.
It's amazing how much everything's starting to grow now for the Fife Club. There's a bit of a community coming around, everyone listening to the shows and giving us messages, kind messages and tweets and sending us little kind of links to things. Doogie as well sent us a really funny image the other day.
Yep.
With Donald Trump and Piers Morgan having a Valentine's Day, Greggs.
I'm excited to be able to, with the flags, that's what you call them, isn't it?
Yeah.
Flags.
Do you like flags? Yeah, I like caravans more.
Yeah.
I'm excited that I think I've got a figure for it. I've got the ginger hair. If I get a yellow coat, I could do an April O'Neil cosplay.
I must see this. I need to see this.
If there's a... There was a Comic-Con coming up. There was a Turtles movie recently, and for some reason, Christina Hendricks wasn't playing April O'Neil.
Yeah, it was Megan bloody Fox.
She's not April O'Neil. Christina Hendricks is April O'Neil. Anyway.
Comic-Con as well.
That is a shout.
Yeah.
She really is.
I thought about it a bit too much.
I don't know what's more disturbing, that KFC story? Or are you dressed up as April O'Neil? Weird CD cosplay thing. prowling the streets of Dunfermline after Comic-Con looking for turtles to interview.
Yes.
Come down the sewer with me. What, Jamie? No.
We've got like 2 weeks.
I'll show you views.
We've got 2 weeks to make this happen. I'm going to start looking for yellow.
No.
Clothes.
No.
Back right. to Leonardo.
And you know someone's going to write a fan fiction of Jamie dressed as. Oh. That would be the winner.
Fan fictions, oh. Guys, this is our new thing.
Great mileage out of that, actually.
Yeah, that's good. Really yeah. Send them in, I'd love it.
Yeah, it'd be brilliant. Absolutely.
Story
brilliant.
Time.
The filthier, the better.
Like I say, it's like my dad wrote a porno, but without wankers.
Hello and welcome to Five Clubs Filthy Fantasies.
You've done a sex life before, haven't you? Oh my
word. That was my social voice for the Saturday night shoot many moons ago.
Wait, are you Mysterious Morag?
You don't look like
anything like the card in the phone box.
Is that someone who's on a sex line but also tells you your lottery numbers?
This weekend's lottery numbers.
You don't get
number.
That anymore. Cards in the phone booth.
Nah, no,
just
all.
In London. The one in Aberdour Road used to get them all the time, but no longer.
No,
no longer.
I'd love to know what it was like if someone phoned that one and it's like phoned up a sex and like, all right, phone down. Like, fuck no.
We used to phone them as like kids. 12-year-old, like,
we used to phone them with the old jokes of is Missy's Wall there? No, is Mr. Wall there? No, is wee Jimmy Wall there? No, are there any walls there? No, there's no walls. You've got the wrong number. Oh, what's holding your roof up?
Oh my god,
that is.
The shit joke started back then, listeners, and we carried it on to this day.
Has your patter got worse?
Are you in need of shit patter? Segue to go into your next meeting. Contact Five Club today.
Morag is here to help.
God, bespoke segues by Five Club. it's the business. Yeah. Well, I think we're probably wrapping up now, aren't we?
Mm.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. It's been a pleasure, guys.
That's probably the most thorough testing Iron Brew's had, apart from in the bars factory.
Yeah. I think so. Other than
it's not the same. Yeah. I'm never gonna buy it again.
Lies.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh well.